Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers. Time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now at this time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on.
The Lord.
Let's worship.
Oh, come on, saints. He's worthy.
Everything,
all the
pain,
the
pain, all the
pain,
the
pain,
the pain, the pain, the pain, the glory, giving the praise, yeah.
Oh,
together we can, yes we can.
Oh,
worship the Lord. I don't know about.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Graceview Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ Television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening and welcome again. My name is Brian C. Jones. I am the minister of the Graceview Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, and I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this evening. Tonight's lesson is I'm feeling some kind of way. Have you ever been in a situation before, beloved ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends tonight, that God has asked you to do something that you did not want to do? Has God commanded you to do something behaviorally that you did not want to do? Maybe you need some help tonight. Has God ever said to you, love your neighbor as yourself, but it was tough to love your neighbor because your neighbor was not loving to you? Has God ever asked you to pray for your enemies, but you cannot stand the thought of even praying for your enemies because your enemies have done so much to hurt your feelings, hurt your family, hurt you, say evil and false things about you, and your enemies have done so much for you, so you can't even fathom in your mind how difficult it is for you to try to pray that God blesses the people that He wants you to help, knowing that they have done so much evil to you. And then God will even tell you to forgive those who have sinned against you when the sin is so fresh on your mind in terms of what they have done for you. Well, maybe you can resonate with Jonah, because the Lord asked Jonah to go to this city called Nineveh, Jonah chapter 1 and verse number 2. As a matter of fact, the exact instructions of the Lord was to arise, go to the city of Nineveh, the great city, and cry out against it because their wickedness has come up before me. So God has given clear instructions to Jonah to arise and to go. He gave him a leader, he gave him a lesson, he gave him a location, and he was trying to demonstrate his love. But Jonah says, I am feeling some kind of way. So since Jonah was feeling some kind of way, he did not want to go and do what the Lord said to do. Number one, we know that the people of Nineveh were wicked. They were evil. They committed all kind of heinous acts and atrocities. They were idolaters. And so God wanted Jonah to go to Nineveh. But the text teaches us in Jonah chapter 1, I want you to watch this, and verse number 3, But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Wait a minute. Do you mean to tell me tonight that the text is really teaching us that when you disobey God, you are really telling God that you want to flee from his presence? Sometimes you can feel some kind of way when God wants you to help the very people who have not helped you. Sometimes you can feel some kind of way when God wants you to bless the very same people who have not blessed you. Maybe it's not there yet. Let me give you one more. Sometimes you can feel some kind of way when God tells you to love people who have not loved you or your family, and God says, go, what do you do? Because let's simplify this. There are some times when the Word of God challenges you to help people to the degree where you have to recognize, you may say, well, I'm just not there yet. No, you just are rebelling, because when God asks you to do something, God is looking for an immediate response and a faithful response. So Jonah really did the opposite of what God told him to do, and he tried to flee from the presence of the Lord. One thing you do not want to do is flee from the presence of the Lord, because the last time I checked, that God was omnipotent. That means he has all power to do any and everything. Last time I checked, God was omniscient, which means he has all information and all knowledge to do everything. And the last time I checked, God was omnipresent, which means that God is all places all at the same time. So how in the world could you conjure in your mind that you could even flee from God's presence, because the presence of the Lord is all over this universe? So Jonah came up with the great idea that he would take a detour. His GPS, his MapQuest, his Google Maps sent him in the wrong location. He was supposed to be going to Nineveh, but Jonah tried to take a detour to Tarshish, and he was trying to flee away from the presence of the Lord. So when you disobey God, do you not realize that you are fleeing away from his presence? And there's something about being disobedient where you want to hide from the Lord. Adam and Eve tried to hide from the Lord after they had ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Genesis 3 and verse 8. Cain tried to hide from the presence of the Lord after he killed his brother Abel. I need you to know, when people commit sin and they don't want to do what God wants them to do, they don't want to be around the presence of the Lord, because the presence of the Lord will make you understand that God is still wanting you to do what he told you to do. So people want to avoid and flee from being around the Lord. But can I tell you what will happen when you try to be disobedient, and you have a heart of disobedience in terms of not doing what the Lord wants you to do, and you want to leave God's presence? That can result in a very terrible situation for you, because let me tell you, when you feel some kind of way and you don't want to do what God says to do, God says go to church and you don't go to church, God says give and you don't give, God says love and you hate, when you do all those things that God wants you to do and you do the opposite of that, you are trying to flee from God's presence through disobedience. And what you're really doing is you're leaving his presence. You're leaving his provisions. You're leaving his power. You're leaving his protection. And you're leaving his promises. Now, what I want to do for the next few moments here, and I'll be done, is basically show you what happens when you are feeling some kind of way and you don't want to do what God tells you to do. And God calls you to do one thing, but you try to go in the opposite direction. That's what Jonah did in Jonah chapter 1 and verse number 3. But it's very dangerous, because let me tell you, when you disobey God and you leave his presence, you leave his provisions. That's his ability to be able to provide for you in whatever situation that you may find yourself in. You leave his power. Remember, God is El Shaddai. He is Elohim. He has all power to do any and everything that you need. And then you leave God's protection. Oh, God, you leave the protection, the safety net of the Lord. Remember when Job was going through all what he went through, and the devil said, well, God, you got this hedge of protection around Job. Can I tell you, when you leave God's presence, you leave the hedge of protection in your life and all the promises that God says, I'm going to give you. Remember this man named Abraham, and God told him, I want you to go to a land that I'm going to show you and leave your family, and I'm going to make your name great, and your descendants will be more than the stars that you could see right now. and I'm going to give you a son. Those were the promises of God, but you cannot leave God and expect God to give you his promises. Let me tell you what happened when Jonah was called by God, but fled from the presence of the Lord because he was feeling some kind of way about God's instructions to save the people of Nineveh. He just did not want to go save those wicked people. He did not want to go preach to them because he knew that those people were wicked, those people were evil, and he just did not want to do it, and he did the opposite of what God had called him to do. Let me tell you what can happen. The text teaches us in Jonah 1:3 that Jonah intended to flee in the opposite direction that God intended. Remember, God told him to arise and go to Nineveh. He arose and he tried to go to Tarshish. So you can go in the opposite direction that God intended when you try to flee away from the presence of the Lord. Jonah left the presence of the Lord because of a disobedient heart. It was Jonah's heart that caused him to be disobedient in his actions. Remember, before you have any actions that are disobedient, you have to first of all have a disobedient heart. And when you hear teaching and preaching and you hear Bible lessons like this, it is not about necessarily what you end up doing. First of all, we have to condition your heart to have a heart that is obedient. If you don't have an obedient heart, you will not have obedient behavior. And if you have a disobedient heart, you will have disobedient behavior. That is between you and God. Notice the text, Jonah 1:3. The text teaches us that, but Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish. I told you that. From the presence of the Lord, I told you that. Notice what the text says in verse 3. So he went down to Joppa and found a ship which was going to Tarshish. Remember, any time you want to go in the opposite direction of where God wants you to go, you will always be able to find an avenue, a level of transportation that could take you in the opposite direction. So the Bible says that, so he went down to Joppa. Now, it's necessarily inferred that in Joppa, he was able to find a ship. So he went to Joppa because there was a ship in Joppa that could take him to this place called Tarshish, which he wanted to go to flee away from the Lord. Notice what he found there. The text says, so he went down to Joppa and found a ship which was going to Tarshish. He was going in, that ship was going in the opposite direction. Let me use some metaphorical language here. You can be in a ship right now that is going in the wrong direction. You can be in a relationship that is going in the wrong direction. You could be in a partnership in a business that's going in the wrong direction. You could be at a church that God knows nothing about, that does not practice and preach and teach the Bible, the Word of God. So you can even religiously be a part of a fellowship that is going in the wrong direction. Because of your disobedience, you may not even be under the right leadership, even in your family. And there are churches that cannot grow because people run away from the presence of the Lord because there is no discipleship. And when there is no discipleship, there is no workmanship. And if there's no discipleship and workmanship, there will be no membership. So you have to make sure you understand, when you run away from the presence of the Lord, you can also be on a ship that is going in the wrong direction. Notice the next one you find in Jonah chapter 1 and verse number 3. It says, so Jonah ended up paying the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So Jonah paid and wasted money to go away from the presence of the Lord. Can I tell you, if you look back methodically at your life, there's been some times where you know you should have been in church, you should have been doing the ministry, you should have been doing the things behaviorally, individually in your life that God has wanted you to do, but you wasted a lot of money and you paid a lot of money out that you should not have had to pay because you went in the opposite direction that God wanted you to have to go to. So God never told him to go down on the ship and go to Joppa and try to get to Tarshish to pay for a fare so you can get on this ship and go in the opposite direction. Jonah chose to do that on his own. So Jonah wasted money by paying the fare. Lastly, Jonah got into the ship with people who were going in the opposite direction. I don't know if you heard me or not, but I want to read Jonah chapter 1, verse 3 one more time. Notice what it says here. And he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. There were some people in that ship that are going in the opposite direction that God wanted Jonah to go. Again, you will always find people. If you have a heart that is disobedient, that tries to leave the presence of the Lord, there will always be some people that you can find that's going in the opposite directions. So sometimes you can be in a ship that's called a friendship that is going in the opposite direction that God will have you as a child of God to go, and you could end up losing your soul following some people who are going in the opposite direction towards Satan's way, instead of going toward the way, Jesus Christ, the way the Lord wants you to go. Because sometimes if you will always be able to find people that will be going in the opposite direction of the Lord's instructions. But I need to help you understand tonight how important it is to not only know your assignment, but also realize that when you disobey God, you are literally fleeing away from God's presence. Remember this about God's presence, and I'll let you go tonight, and I have more for you the next week. You need to know that with God around you, when you are around God's presence, you have the best chance to have a better quality of life. When you are around God's presence, you have God's provisions, God's ability to be able to provide. Remember what he did with Israel. He was a fire at night with them, and he was a cloud by day. Well, what did the cloud represent for the Israelites? God's presence and during the daytime. What did the fire represent at night? It represented God's presence. And I need you to know, it's so important to be in the presence of God. David even said in Psalm 51, cast me not away from your presence, O God. When you are around God's presence, there is his presence, his provisions, his power, his protection, and his promises. I don't know about you, but there's something invigorating. There is something spiritual. There is something in terms of the miraculous that can take place when you're in the presence of God. You need to be every week. You need to be in church. You need to be in Bible study. You need to be reading your Bible. You need to be surrounding yourself with positive friends. If not, God could allow your ship to break up. Because anytime you run away from your calling in life, sometimes you'll take yourself through some storms. I got to quit this thing tonight. But sometimes God will take you through a storm. And next week I'm going to talk to you about those storms that are self-imposed that you'll have to go through because you're trying to run away from the presence of the Lord. But when you run away from the presence of the Lord, when God has a calling over your life, then God sometimes has to allow you to go into a storm. And can I tell you that storms are not always made to keep you down? Sometimes God will send you through a storm so that he could keep you. And that's exactly what he did with Jonah. Because the Bible says in Jonah chapter 1, verse number 4, that the Lord hurled a great wind on that ship, and it broke up the ship. Because there's some ships that you may be on, relationships, friendships, fellowships, leaderships, all these ships that you may be on that are going in the wrong direction, and God has to break up those ships, not to destroy you, but to get you back into his presence. Isn't it awesome that God, even when you and I are disobedient, his calling is over our lives so heavy and so strong, he will allow you to go through a storm just to get you back into his presence. Lord, keep me in your presence, oh God. Keep every listener tonight that's listening to this broadcast in your presence. Take not away your presence from us, oh Lord. Keep us close to your presence and clean us up, oh God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. God bless you tonight. Hope and pray this lesson has truly been a blessing to your life. If you need prayer, we want to pray for you tonight. But I want you to seriously consider about the value, the spiritual value and the blessing of being in the presence of God. Stay in the presence of God. Don't quench the Holy Ghost. Respond favorably to the Holy Spirit. Do what the Word of God says do. Assemble with the Lord's church. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Obey his commands when he calls you. Next week, I'm going to talk to you about God's compassion. Dial number one on your phone right now so we can pray for you. God bless you even on tonight.
Ooh, caller ending in 9586, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time, please.
Good afternoon, Brilla. So good evening, Brilla. So, Jones, thank you for that message. This is Sister Johnson. I ask you to keep me and my family in prayer. I ask you to keep me and Free Church of Christ in prayer. Also, keep Sister Barbara Smith in prayer for her continued recovery. And all the ministers in prayer. And keep Aiden Joy in prayer, she said to ask me. Thank you. Y'all have a good evening.
All right. Thank you so much, Sister Johnson. We'll certainly keep you and your family in prayer and all those to whom you requested prayers for as well, particularly Aiden Joy, too. Thank you tonight. Caller ending in 2304, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening, Brother Brian. This is Charmaine, Sister Charmaine, and I'm thanking you for the lesson. I didn't get to hear it all, but I'm glad I dialed in. I wanted to request prayers for me and my family and for my sister, Vangela, who will be having surgery this month, and also for my friend. She's 99, and she fell and broke her pelvis in a few places. She's doing a little better, but she's still in the healing process. So her name is Lula Arrowwood, and I'm asking prayers for her and my friend, Mr. Ed Davis, who just recently got out of ICU. And thank you for your prayers. And, continue to keep my son, Dalen, in your prayers as well. And I hope you're having a blessed day, and I'm praying for your ministry.
Thank you so much, Sister Oates. We'll certainly keep you and those people in prayer, and thank you for your encouragement as well. Thank you tonight. Caller ending in 1340. You're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Good evening. This is Sister Carol Walker. Thank you for that lesson. I truly enjoyed it. It was a blessing. Asking for prayers for Brother Demetrius Bryant as he is conducting a gospel meeting here in Savannah at the 50th Street Church of Christ. I'm asking you to pray that the members of the Lord's body will bring people to hear the word, because that's what the message is for those that are not a member of the body. Also, ask some prayers for myself on tomorrow evening. I am presenting a lesson next three Tuesday nights, consecutive Tuesday nights, that I will be late. I'm still planning on going to the gospel meeting, but I'll be late as a result because the message is at 7. And the gospel meeting starts at 7:30. So just keep me in prayer that whatever I present to the sisters and those that are on the call, that it may benefit their daily life.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn. We certainly will keep you and all that you're doing in prayer, and particularly your gospel revival this week as well. Thank you so much. Caller ending in 6725, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Good evening, Brother Jones. This is Priscilla Northfleet. Just want to thank you also for the sign message. I took it to heart, and I thank you for it. I ask God to continue to bless you and to bring the message, you and the other brothers as well. I want to ask prayer, please, for myself and for my family, for my daughter, Jelani, especially. Ask you to keep her prayed up. Ask you to ask the Lord to continue to bless the young people, all the young people of the world. There's so much violence, and our young people are just so persuaded, easily persuaded, that especially those of the household of faith, that God will put his the protection around them, and that they can stay prayed up and remember who they are and who they are. And, continue to pray for the churches of Christ throughout the land and country and the world, that we will stay united and continue to teach and preach the same gospel. Thank God for you.
Thank you so much, Sister Northfleet. We certainly appreciate you tonight. We want to thank all of you for your prayer request and extending us the opportunity to pray for you. We all need encouragement, so let's continue to encourage one another, even on tonight, and keep all these people in your continual prayers on tonight. Let me leave you with this before we go to God in prayer. Recently, an NBA player by the name of Kevin Durant actually tore his Achilles in the championship game of the NBA Finals. It was reported on yesterday that he just signed, I think, a four-year deal of $161 million or something to that number, so much so that it's just unbelievable to think about it. So the Brooklyn Nets signed him to that deal while he is in the process of healing. And it dawned on me that while you are going through your healing, trying to get to the place that God wants you to be, God will send somebody that cares about you, that will invest in you. Even though you're all not healed right now, you got to go through a process to get up to the standard to which you once performed in your life. Sometimes God will send somebody in your life that will see the best in you, that will invest in you, and that will spend high dollars and a lot of time and money and energy and effort because they see who you are, what you've done, and what you're able to do. And that's what the Brooklyn Nets did. And I just wanted to bring that to your attention tonight for those of you who are still going through things. We all are in a place of healing, healing from past relationships, healing from past lifestyles, and healing from all the disappointments and the ups and downs that you faced in your life. Don't worry about it. God knows how to send somebody to invest in your life, even though you may be in the situation right now where you can't even perform like you used to. That's the kind of God that we serve. Tonight, we're going to be led in prayer by Brother Maurice Waller of the Grace View Church of Christ here in Anderson. Brother Waller, you're live.
Let us bow, please. Dear gracious and kind Heavenly Father, we come on this evening just to say thank you. Thank you for providing us with your grace and mercy. For your grace and your mercy is something that we did not earn, but you gave to us willingly, Heavenly Father. Allow us this opportunity to be examples, to be lights to those that we come in contact with. Allow the things that we go through to be a testimony to those that we come in contact with. Allow our stories to shed light, Heavenly Father, on individuals who may be going through similar situations, who may be in a current storm right now, Heavenly Father. Allow us to be a compass to help them navigate those waters by speaking of how great and how wonderful you have been to us. Allow us, Heavenly Father, to look to this message tonight when we feel a certain kind of way about the things that you may have asked us to do, whether it's to feed the sick, feed the hungry, visit the sick, provide a ride, whatever the case may be, Heavenly Father. Allow us to look to this message as a way of knowing and understanding that you have given us an order and a directive, Heavenly Father, to do those things, not because you wanted us to do them, Heavenly Father, but because it edifies your name. It gives you all the honor, the glory, and the praise as we go about doing those things. And because we are obedient children, Heavenly Father, we want to do those things that you have commanded us to do before. We know that there is a reward for staying diligent in your word and staying dedicated to the things that you have promised us that you would give us as long as we followed you as faithful disciples. Allow us to continuously educate ourselves through the many different avenues that are available to us, whether it's through Bible studies, whether it's through prayer calls such as this, Heavenly Father, whether it's through YouTube channels, videos, whatever the case may be, allow us just to continue to add new tools into our spiritual toolbox so that we can continuously build upon the foundation that you've provided for us, which is your word, the Bible, Heavenly Father. As we depart from this call, remember all of those on this call that have asked for prayer requests. You know what each and every last one of us stands in need of. But Heavenly Father, we also know and understand that sometimes we need to just ask you for those things because you like to know that we have you in the forefront of our mind. Be with our ministers throughout this land and country. Protect them, lead them, and guide them in such a manner that as they read and study your word, they can provide the spiritual food necessary for each one of us to grow and mature in the manner that you'd have us to go. And as we depart from this call, Heavenly Father, allow us to show the love that you have showed the church. Allow us to love one another in such a manner that we'll be there for one another to support and guide each other through the turbulent times and rejoice during the celebratory times. It is your son's name that we pray, and we ask all of these blessings. Amen.
The Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer requests to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16 to His disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.